Randall Doyle, and I'm CEO of Alcorn Clean Fuel.
Randy, let's begin on the subject of China and the significance of that market to U.S. ethanol exports as that segment of ethanol becomes more and more important.
Well, China is important in a lot of markets, a lot of our agricultural markets, and ethanol is certainly, you know, following that same trend. Now, China needs that clean fuel that we produce to help clean up their air. And the way that the trade wars have worked out really is not in their favor or in ours.
As you think about the current financial situation that a lot of ethanol plants in the U.S. are dealing with, we're hearing talk again this past weekend, President Trump tweeting that more progress is being made in talks between the U.S. and China. Haven't heard a lot about how ethanol, so much focus has been on soybeans, I guess, so far. But when you think about maybe a big announcement on an ethanol buy or something along those lines, what kind of a boost could that give plants like yours right now, Randy?
Well, it would certainly be welcome, Mark. You know, we're at a point where margins are nil or negative, and it's not a lot of fun. You know, we're looking for additional market, especially since EPA did their bit with the small refinery exemptions. Small is kind of a misnomer, isn't it? But you know, they took so much demand off the market, and you know, we're looking for other places to fill that demand, and China would certainly be a significant demand market for us.
I know that prior to the trade war with China, that their purchases of U.S. ethanol were on the rise. And so if we see the tariffs eliminated, do you anticipate that China would still be in a gradual uptick as far as their needs? You talked about the environmental benefits if they were able to use more clean-burning fuel like ethanol, or could you see a situation where China could make some huge purchases here, maybe at some point in 2019, and really create a market spike?
Well, Mark, I'm not sure what we might see out of China. You know, the Chinese market is a two-edged sword, and it tends to cut both ways. You can build a great new market with a lot of demand and have it suddenly jerk grab from under you. That's kind of been the Chinese way for years. And we're hoping that, a little more rationality and stability will be brought into that marketplace. Don't know that I would see them doing a spike buy, but I'd sure like to see that market open up again.
Another market that's important to ethanol exports would be Mexico. And even though the leaders of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have signed the new NAFTA agreement, those tariffs, some tariffs remain in place. And especially, Randy, as you look at the opportunities in Mexico, what would you like to see happen in 2019 in regard to Mexico's use of U.S. ethanol? And what barriers stand in the way besides those tariffs?
Well, really, Mark, the biggest barrier is the tariff. And it's the Mexican government right now, where they're limiting the use. You know, one of the cities with the dirtiest air is Mexico City. And they claim that they don't want it to blend ethanol in Mexico City. That makes no sense to me at all. You know, hopefully their own population puts a lot of demand on them and says, you know, we've got to do something to clean this air up. I wish that they could have the same successes that we've had in the United States.
So there's potential with both China and Mexico in the year to come. Do you see some other export markets where the U.S. is maybe on the doorstep, or they're just starting to explore opportunities where we could receive some pretty big news in the next 12 months?
Mark, I look at most of the rest of the world as a fairly slow growth, not something that would be spiky, but something that's going to grow slowly over time. I continue to see other places around the world waking up to the fact that they could clean up their air, they could have a cheaper source of octane, and we're the low-cost producer. So, you know, that bodes well for exports in the future, I just don't see, a rapid or unbelievable growth. I think it would be steady over time.
Randy, managing an ethanol plant when margins are as tight as they are right now, when you start to look at where you can scale back, whether it's production or staff, unfortunately, that's probably an area that you have to look at. I mean, what are you doing from a managerial standpoint to try to get through this challenging time?
Well, Mark, you're probably aware that we just recently completed a major expansion at our facility, and we're running that new side, basically full out. But we're trying to do it at a very efficient manner, and looking at the rest of our operation and trying to be as efficient as possible. We're looking for ways to save energy, save money however we can.
Anything else on your mind as we go into 2019, or on the minds of the farmers that provide you with the corn that you use? Anything else you want to touch on today?
Probably the most important thing to my farmer members is, are they going to have a marketplace that's going to pay them enough that they can get by? They've had been struggling now for a few years, and they're looking for a market that improves over what we've got today.